A former landfill and the surrounding area in Gloucester County have been removed from a national list of Superfund sites. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the story from Pittman.
The Lipari landfill leaked toxic chemicals into Alcyon Lake for decades, and the fight to clean all of this up began in 1983. Through generations of passionate activism, hard work, and $300 million of federal funding, the site was just removed from the EPA's Superfund priority list. Resident Doug Stewart and many other activists raised a stink to clean up the mess.
It's a real testament to these people. Many of you, you're nameless. Nobody even knows about them. But some of you are sitting here today, Dennis, Claire, Bob. You should be proud because you made a difference.
New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says this is a great example of people holding their government accountable.
Every single natural resource in this state belongs directly to the people. And it is just our job to take good care of it for you. Thank you for standing up and demanding we do that.
And LaTourette says protecting the land, air, and water has long been a bipartisan commitment in New Jersey, and he's excited to keep working to ensure prosperity for generations to come. In Pittman, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.